Okay, and now...
Do I need to stay on this call?
You do not, Deidre, unless you just have a huge interest in everything that's going on down in the Hegerman Valley. You're welcome to listen in, but otherwise, thanks for your help today. And I'm assuming there are others out there that are just listening in, participating by telephone, that would like to continue to do so. Kent, Jerry, and Fritz. Continued interest?
Kent, I plan on staying on the line.
Okay.
I do as well. This is Jerry.
Okay. Fritz and Justin, are you there?
Yes, just on mute, Director.
Okay, that's fine.
We're still here.
Just wanted to acknowledge your participation. Okay, so
yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
We have in the room today, again, let's go around and all of the, well, let's go around the table here, and then we'll announce the folks who are on the phone, at least, who are prospective parties. So I'm Gary Spackman, Director of the Department of Water Resources, and then in a clockwise direction.
Derek Baxter, Deputy Attorney General for the Department of Water Resources.
Lynn Babington and Kathy Babington, part owners of Lynn Cliff Farms.
Suzanne and Cliff Jensen, part owners of Lynn Cliff Farms.
Jeff War, Gibbons Pursley, just observing.
Okay, and Deborah Gibson is here, and then prospective parties, TJ.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, thought you might introduce yourself. But
TJ Budd with the Idaho Groundwater Appropriators, often referred to as IGWA.
Okay, thank you. And Sarah, or Mitra, I'm sorry.
Director, it's still Mitra. Yep. I'm on the phone for the city of Ocala.
Okay, and we also mentioned that there are others listening in. Okay. Well, those folks who are here probably know the dance already, having listened to one or two of the previous conferences, but some explanation by Lynn Cliff would be helpful for me and maybe the others here. I know some of that information was probably included in the delivery call, and I don't know who wants to speak for Lynn Cliff.
Mr. Babington will.
You don't want to be the spokesperson, Cliff.
Lynn knows the fish and a lot better than I do.
Okay. All right, Lynn, why don't you launch, and then we'll discuss probably along the same lines as we did earlier where to go. So go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Lynn Cliff Farms consists of a water right dating back to 1979, I believe it is. But anyhow, it's whatever it is, it is. We've been raising fish there. Here again, Arc Fisheries leases or rents the ponds from Lynn Cliff Farms. Just rents the fish ponds. And there's four fish ponds, and we've raised sturgeon in there for the last 10 years. And during that time, and maybe I should explain just a little bit about the difference in aquaculture with trout and sturgeon. The sturgeon will stay in the pond. They're a long-lived fish, and we raise them for meat and for caviar. And for caviar, it takes a minimum of 12 to 13 years for the females to mature where the caviar is available. So typically in the process of raising sturgeon, you'll keep fish in a single pond in the stocking from anywhere from 2 years up to 6 and 7 years in one stocking. Kind of the same as having the milk cow in the same barn for 10 years, six years. And so it makes it very difficult to manage a sturgeon operation as compared to a trout operation that takes only 9 to 12 months to rear a crop. And so the water and the availability of the water on a continuous basis is extremely important. It would, you might compare it to a hay farmer, alfalfa farmer, planting a crop and not knowing for 3 or 4 years in a row if he's going to have water or not. So it makes it a much more difficult situation. And in the last 10 years, our water has fluctuated, and so we always go by the low point of what the water is during a year, because that is genuinely the weakest link in the chain. And so that is what is important. Doesn't matter if you have 10 CFS in January and 3 in July, it doesn't work. You know, the 10 means nothing. All that means anything is the minimum amount that you can depend on. And so given that, we have stocked the ponds accordingly over the years with history of what is available. And so we've been only at the 3 to 4 CFS level. And even when we're at the 4 CFS level, we take the fish off feed during those months so that they don't require as much oxygen and you can hold more fish. So given those situations, and given that at the current time we have 0 CFS, we were curtailed 2-3 months ago by the water master to where we have 0 water for fish production.
What did you do with your fish?
We took them out, we moved some to other ponds, and we sold some.
Okay.
And as I explained, you probably remember in the letter I asked, you know, in my call, water call, or our water call, I should say, I was asking what we might be able to depend on, and we don't have, at this point, the only thing we can depend on is the curtailment that we received that says we have 0 water.
Okay. TJ, is there a similar offer and discussion? Have you met with Lynn Cliff, with the Jansons and the Babingtons at all prior to this discussion?
We've not met previously, but you know, we talked to Lynn at the prior status conference, and Lynn, if you're assuming you're up for it, we'd certainly like to go to the Lynn Cliff Farms facility while we're out there on the 7th.
Were you able to hear TJ's offer? Yes, I did. I think we will probably plan on doing that. But I would like to mention that we made a call 10 years ago, and there was basically nothing happened. It was kind of contingent on the Rangan call, and so nothing happened. And I can say for myself, and I'm not sure about the other owners, but that I'm not interested in waiting another 10 years for something to happen.
Point well taken. My acquaintance with the earlier delivery call was that it was waiting in the wings because of the Rangan call, and then there was a determination that the Rangan call was futile, which at least presume that the other calls in the area, in the immediate area, would also qualify, or maybe a better term is disqualify, for delivery because of the futile call doctrine. And the use of model 2.0 or 2.1, the current groundwater model that simulates the impacts of activities
in the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer has changed that analysis. So while I think there may not have been a full disposition of your delivery call, which I apologize for, my guess is that there had been a determination that a curtailment of groundwater rights and using the old model 1.1 would not have did not simulate any benefits or significant benefits to Lindcliff. But I want to be sensitive, and I don't want another delivery call sitting out there for 10 years. And it's my obligation to address these delivery calls timely and expeditiously. So
along those same lines, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Sure.
No. Along those same lines, the springs that make up Billingsley Creek were at the very, not the very tail end, but very near the tail end of Billingsley Creek. It's not a half mile or three quarters of a mile from our place to the river where Billingsley Creek dumps in, if there's any water in Billingsley Creek, I guess I should say. And given that and the model, the new model, like you say, the old one said it was futile, which the new one doesn't say that, I guess. And the total springs in Hegerman Valley, District 36A, that has, you know, the total springs that make up Billingsley Creek, has there been a model run on that with a model run that shows how much possible injury there is from junior pumpers to the total of Billingsley Creek, as we divert right from Billingsley Creek, not from an individual spring? So if the total water, if there was a total number that injury, the junior pumping or junior use, I guess it's mainly pumping, is causing, has the department run anything on that, and could I get a copy of that or a summary of results of that?
Well, Mr. Babington, there may be something out there that the department has produced, and maybe Mr. Baxter knows something about it. And the reason that I have to claim some ignorance about the subject is because I'm the hearing officer for the Rangan delivery call. I'm also the hearing officer for, at least I think I am, for these subsequent delivery calls that have been filed. And as a result of my role as a hearing officer in those contested cases, I've been insulated, or maybe more properly quarantined, isolated from a lot of the discussions about what's happening in the entire Billingsley Creek and Hagerman area. So there have been some ongoing discussions with the water users and water aid holders in the Hagerman Valley about how to address the larger concerns about declines in spring flows and trying to craft a more global solution to the possibility of multiple delivery calls. And maybe you've been involved in those discussions, but I've been insulated from them purposely to try to maintain my objectivity in being a hearing officer and not being a part of those negotiations. I don't know whether that makes sense to you or not, but
yes, it does. Who can you point me in the direction of where I can get that information?
Garrick, I don't know whether you know anything about it, but Matt Weaver probably knows better than anybody, my deputy director here, what technical studies have been conducted, either he or Brian Patton, that works for the Idaho Water Resource Board. The two of them are probably closer to knowing what information or model runs have been conducted, looking at the entire Hagerman Valley. And we can get you their contact information, or maybe even when we finish, if you'd like, they can come in and visit with you about it. I know Matt's around.
Yeah, I would like that, yes.
Have you met him, by the way? He's
Matt
Weaver. He's been down to some public meetings in the area. I know he's been there, but I don't know.
I don't recall if I have met him or not.
Yeah. when we finish here, why don't I see if I can find Matt and he can discuss with you what's available. I just don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
And TJ, I don't know whether Rick has been involved in any discussion or modeling in that area.
Again, not that I'm aware of, but I could look. I know there's been some modeling work down there in the valley, and then I'll look if there's any analysis down there as well. I don't know the answer to that question, so I don't have it.
Okay, so did TJ, did you schedule a time? We discussed enough here that I've forgotten whether you actually scheduled a time to meet. And do you want to firm up those plans?
I'll be calling Lynn to schedule a time on the 7th, possibly the 8th, but I think the 7th before noon works best for him. And then, Lynn, I assume you'll want to have the follow-up phone call with the director on the 11th as well.
Yeah, depending on the results, I guess, of our meeting. Yes, yeah, I'm joking.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
I will do that.
And I hate to schedule these things back-to-back on the half hour, but we had scheduled one at 11 o'clock, which you would be involved in, Lynn, and I wonder if we could schedule the next one at about 11:30 or to follow directly afterwards, and then you'd be here for both of them or be on the phone or whatever's needed, and then we could take care of both of them together, and there wouldn't be any long delays in the process. Is that acceptable?
Yes, it is.
I think it would be most efficient for everybody here if we could bring them together. Okay, we need to ask the same question about participation by Idaho Groundwater Appropriators in the city of Pocatello.
No objection.
Okay, so we'll issue an order related to their participation. Is there anything else we need to talk about today?
I guess you can notify us when they call it. When they call you, you can notify me at the end because I want to be there.
Be an interesting tour. Of course, you don't have any sturgeon in the ponds right now, so can't look at sturgeon. I was just up at Bonner's Ferry, and the Kootenai tribe up there is rearing white sturgeon, and they have a facility or two up there. Anyway,
they're raising the Kootenai strain of white sturgeon.
Anyway, it was interesting to look at their rearing facilities and see a lot of little sturgeon swimming around instead of trout. So
we still have 3 farms with sturgeon in them.
Huh.
So we're not out yet.
Yeah. Well, interesting fish. So
yes.
Okay. Thanks to everybody for your participation. We'll send out a scheduling order to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today and coming out to the